Hey, joining us now, we have Monica Crowley. She is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs. Monica, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So obviously, you know, tomorrow's election day. It's an enormous day for our country. We recently had this blockbuster performance with the GDP jumping, 33% annualized in a quarter? I mean, unheard of growth, right?
We got a monster number late last week for the third quarter GDP growth, 33.1%. That smashed all expectations. It crushed the previous historical record for GDP growth. It was unlike anything anybody had ever seen. Now, keep in mind that when the pandemic hit in March and April, May, that second quarter, we saw a contraction of about 31% GDP. So we came back in the third quarter to 33.1. You'll recall that President Trump, from the very beginning of this crisis, when he made the excruciating decision to shut down the country and to issue a wholesale national economic shutdown, he predicted that in the third quarter, we would see a rebound like nobody has ever seen because of the pent-up demand once we started to safely reopen the economy. That is exactly what we saw at the end of last week with this number. And we're seeing all of the economic cylinders firing 1,000%. So while there's still work to do, particularly with the labor market and particularly with industries and sectors of the economy that have been particularly hard hit, like hospitality, hotels, restaurants, the aviation industry, airlines, and so on, there's still work to be done. But what we are seeing is this vibrant, dynamic recovery under President Trump.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Monica, because the issue of the recovery with jobs, whenever we look around, what we see is this sector is struggling, like, you know, theaters, for example, or as you said, hospitality here in Florida. We're very familiar with the problems that we're having because of hospitality post-COVID, even locally more so than that because of unique factors. But we see areas of the economy where we see the down. Where are we seeing the counterbalancing up? Where are we seeing the growth? Where are we seeing? I said for months that there had to be sectors of the economy that were just exploding and people were almost ashamed to talk about it. Where are we seeing that side?
So, you know what? I mean, I think that this pandemic is resetting everything in a million different ways. It is a grand reset economically, politically, culturally, it's changing the way people consume everything. And anybody who tells you that they know how it's all going to shake out in the end is not telling the truth. Nobody knows how it's all going to shake out. But what we have seen over the last, months that we have been going through this pandemic is that there have been areas of the economy that have seen tremendous growth. For example, Amazon, anything mail order, right? All of that, all of those kinds of business, extreme boom. Other parts of the economy, like the airlines, for example, or hotels, they have suffered greatly. That's why the president was so committed by midsummer, when it became clear that the original CARES Act, $2.2 trillion, passed at the end of March, was there, the programs were expiring, the money was starting to run out. When it became clear then that the virus was resilient and that there were these parts of the economy and America's businesses and workers that needed additional support, the president said, okay, we're going to go back to Congress and try to get another deal. Unfortunately, my boss, who's been leading the negotiations, Secretary Mnuchin, for the administration, unfortunately, he has not been met in good faith by Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats on the House side. And that's why we've been at this impasse. The president and Secretary Mnuchin have stood ready very beginning to deliver this kind of additional economic support to those who need it the most. And the Democrats have put a halt to it at every turn.
What are we going to see? I mean, I know nobody exactly knows what's going to happen in the election tomorrow, but let's take for granted that President Trump wins re-election, but let's imagine that the House stays as it is or that the Senate even goes Democrat. I mean, horrible outcomes, but these are possible. What is the president going to be able to do after the election in order to make things better if he doesn't have a unified government of any kind?
Well, he does have, in President Obama's words, a pen and a phone. So there are certain things that he can do unilaterally via executive order. We saw at the end of the summer, he did do a series of executive orders on the eviction moratorium to make sure people weren't being thrown out of their homes. He also did a couple of things on unemployment insurance to try to extend that and make sure the federal government could step in for enhanced money for those who are out of work for an extended period of time. But we are talking about appropriations. So there's his freedom of movement here is very limited. We need legislative action. And so to your point, this is another big reason why Election Day is so critical, because we're going to need our legislature, our Congress, to act. And what Speaker Pelosi has said is that she's hopeful after the election subsides, at least somewhat, that we can get to a deal. The problem is that the areas of difference, and there are big areas of agreement, but the areas of disagreement are large. It's not just the overall top line number. The administration has come up to about $1.9 trillion. Democrats are at $2.4 trillion. But it's not just that. It's the money siloed in each area and also how that money will be spent. Democrats want to bail out fiscally mismanaged states and cities that have been so for decades. President's not interested in that. The president wants to see an effective, efficient, targeted bill getting money out like to small businesses and others who need it the most.
Absolutely. And, you know, your answer really brings out what I wanted to feature, which is that if the president doesn't have the support of Congress and the Senate, it's going to be that much harder to make this kind of growth that he's become known for really continue. I mean, to do it without the House in the first place is amazing. And hopefully we can, you know, swing things the other way. Hey, last question before we're talking to Monica Crowley. She's Assistant Secretary for the Treasury for Public Affairs. I know this is an impossible thing to summarize succinctly, but if anyone can do it, you can. I know you can. What has been the overall impact of things like the CARES and the sanctions, which people don't realize Treasury is so intimately involved in that? What are we seeing with the debt in terms of overall big picture, how it has been affected in the last 6 months by everything combined?
So on economic sanctions, I'm so glad that you raised that, because the economic sanctions are all executed out of Treasury. So we work in partnership with the State Department, sometimes with the Defense Department, but it is, financial sanctions are a critical national security tool, and this president has used them very effectively against the world's worst bad guys, from the Iranian regime to Russian oligarchs to drug traffickers, human rights abusers. He has an extraordinary record in this regard, which we hope will continue into his second term. In terms of the debt, you know, the president had generated a booming economy pre-COVID, which also positioned us very strongly to enter into this unprecedented crisis. If we had had a weak economy going in, can you imagine the devastation? So all of those policies that delivered the booming economy before the pandemic, tax cuts, regulatory relief, unleashing America's energy sector, freer and fairer and more reciprocal trade deals like the USMCA and the phase deal with China. All of these things sort of got frozen in place when the pandemic hit. But now, as we've been safely reopening the economy, those policies are kicking back in. And that's why you're seeing the kind of robust recovery that we are experiencing. When it comes to the debt, everybody in this administration is concerned with the spending levels. We also understood that we were facing an emergency, and this was a war against this virus, and we needed to spend whatever it took to get the American people through that period of time. That being said, I think going forward, there is concern and attention being put on spending levels and how to bring that back under control. And the best way to do that is economic growth, deliver another booming economy, which this president has already started to do.
Hey, grow your way out of it is definitely a recipe for success we can get behind. Monica Crowley is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs. Monica, thanks so much for the time this morning, and thanks so much for what you do for the country and giving us information. We really appreciate you here coming up on the election.
It is my great pleasure. Thank you.